In more than 50 years as a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Lacey Putney has learned not to take himself too seriously.
Several weeks ago, Mr. Speaker, I was humbled by the nice things that were said, all of the kindnesses about my serving in this body. About 35, 40 years too long.
Putney has decided not to return to the Assembly next year. He was elected when John Kennedy was president. Virginia and Lacey Putney have gone through many changes since then. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says it's been a noteworthy career.
Bob Lewis of the AP had a real nice piece just looking at, as you say, the length and the variations in Putney's career. The Virginia that elected Putney in 1961 is very different than the Virginia that exists today, and Putney has changed along with it.
Now, David, he was elected as a Democrat, but he only served a few years as one.
When the Voting Rights Act was passed in 1964 and 1965, many people left the Democratic Party. He did so as well, but did not join the Republicans. Lacey Putney, in 1967, became an independent. He truly was an independent for many years, but in the 1990s, there was a kind of third phase in his career. That is, as the Republican suburban ascendancy in the state moved the GOP within a grasp of a majority in the House of Delegates, Putney moved closer and closer and finally did join the Republican caucus.
Delegate Putney's first wife passed away about a decade ago. He was devastated by that loss, but he found a way to carry on.
As Bob Lewis pointed out, a capital courtship began with Carmilla Bills, who for many years was the kind of House public information officer and the smiling face that first greeted you when you walked into the Capitol. She had been widowed for a few years. In 2007, Delegate Putney and Carmilla Bills were married in the old House of Delegates chamber. Bob Lewis wrote, Putney was beaming like a smitten schoolboy.
And in a clear illustration of the changes Lacey Putney saw in Richmond, that ceremony was performed by his friend, Justice Leroy Hassell, the first African-American Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court. The next story, David, is all about how a small addition to a bill can have a big effect.
Yes, Julian Walker, the Virginian pilot, had an interesting story in which his lead was, how powerful is a word? In this case, a single word, the word moving, was inserted into a transportation bill that the governor amended. And that small change has a potentially big impact on Henrico County and Arlington County, which had expected to receive additional money and road maintenance funds from the state.
Well, this is complicated business, but essentially that word took funding for things like highway shoulders and bike lanes out of the mix, and the amount of money was considerable.
Potentially now Henrico County, which thought they were going to receive an additional $10 million in road maintenance funds, now if this change stands, they will lose money.
Well, they'll find a way to fix it, but the lesson is one word goes a long way when you're dealing with the law. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth at the VA News link on vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.